We have the Tzivui of Yitzchak Avinu telling Esav to go out in the beginning of Perek Chof Zayin, and he wants to give Esav the brachas. He wants Esav to prepare in order to get the brachas from him. He wants Esav to prepare for him a meal. And he tells him, Ve'ato sono chelecho tel yuchov kashtecho. Take your kelim, your bow, your arrow, v'tzeh ha'soda, v'tzudol yitzoyit. Vaseli matamim, he tells him to prepare a meal, to bring him a festive meal, and with that will be opened the gates of Shefa, we'll call that, and with that he'll be able to bring down to Esav HaRosha. He didn't know that he was a Rosha, he only thought that he was Isaac and Gashmias. He wanted to give him the brochois, the maftechois, to the Oilam HaGashmi. That's L'chair the Pshat. Not that Yitzchok thought that Esav was a bigger Lamdin, a bigger Masmin, or a bigger Tzaddik than Yaakov Avinu. That's of course not the case. But he understood that Esav's role was bringing down the Shefa to the world. The brochus of Avraham Avinu had to have two chalokim. There was the chalok of the Oir, of the Torah, of the Vayikra El Elikei Yisrael. That, of course, belongs to Yaakov, Ishtam Yashiv Olam. But the one who would bring down the Shefa Gashmi into the world to provide for Yaakov, so to speak, the one who would be the Zvulin to Yaakov's Yisachar would be Esav. Esav, of course, didn't want that role, wasn't capable of filling that role. Rivka saw through that, and therefore the Yisachar and Zvulin both have to come from Yaakov Avinu. Always bothered me, what's the wording of the Pasuk? Ve'ato sono chelecho. Take your kelim. Tell Yechov HaKashdecho. Take the tools of your trade. He's Ish Tzayid. So he just has to tell him, take out your bow and arrow. What's take your kelim? What are the kelim? The bow and arrow. The word kelecho is extra. Furthermore, there's an even more basic question. Yitzchok has to give Esav a lesson in what he needs. He has to tell him, take out, you want to catch fish. You have to tell a professional fisherman to take out fly hooks and bait and worms and whatever he needs. You have to tell Esav what you need to hunt. He's a professional hunter, right? He's won the archery camp award. He has the gold ribbon standard of archery for the last 20, 30 years running. You have to tell him what he needs in order to compete now in shooting down an animal. So the whole wording of the pasuk is a pella. So I always thought al derech hapshat is lefi what we were saying. What he's telling him is take out your kelim. Kelim in the language of Chazal, the language of the Mekubalim, is a euphemism for the ability. A person can't have brocha given to him unless he has the kelim. We're only receptacles for brocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we have kelim to fill fill with that bracha. The kelim that we have, of course, is our menuchas hanefesh. The kelim that we have is our recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. What Yitzchok Avinu is telling Esav is, take out your kelim. Your kelim is that you're the ish tzayid, you're tzayid befiv. You know how to provide in Olam Hazeh. You know how to provide, which is why he was telling him to prepare a meal in the first place. He has to fulfill his role in order to get the brachas that come along with that role. So he told him, kelecha, it's not a double lashon. The Rashbam seems to say it's a double lashon. L'chayr, the pshat is, take out your kelim, and he delineates to him the tools of his trade to tell him that you have a role to fill with those kelim, and that's why I'm giving you the brachas. That's what I always understood al derech hapshat. That's l'chayr, the amitius of how it plays itself out over here, is that the halacha turned out to be like Rivka Imenu, that the tools of providing Olam Hazeh for the Ishtam Yeshiv HaHolim is not the Tel Yechov HaKashtecha. The tools of providing Olam Hazeh for the Am HaNivcha is the Beis Medrash. Those that are living in the shadow of the Beis Medrash, and even when they go out into the business world, even when they go out into the shuk, it's smach zvulim b'tzeisecha yisocha b'alecha, they're capable of providing gashmias. Gashmias for ruchnias does not come from gashmias, it comes from ruchnias. Look at Rashi and Zvochem Dav Bezam and Aleph, and Rashi talks about Shimon Achi Azariah, that Azariah provided for Shimon while he became a Tana, Azariah provided. See, he's called Shimon Achi Azariah. Rashi doesn't say Azariah provided for Shimon. Rashi says that while Shimon was learning, Azariah was working in order to provide. The working has to come from the spirit, the atmosphere, and the hashkafas of the Beis Medrash. Otherwise, it can't build Torah. It can't build a Dor of Talmid Chachamim. And that's Baruch Hashem, the world we live in, where those that provide for Talmid Chacham are imbued with the spirit and the hashkafas and the ethics of those that sin the Beis Medrash. That's the proper shutvis between Yisachar and Zvulun, even in today's world. But let's be mefalpul for a few minutes on a lighter note. What could be the pshat that he's telling him to get him the animal? Tell Yechov Kashtecha. There's a famous kash over here, and maybe with that will be miyushiv in a lomdish way. The kash is that Chazal tell us that this maisa, the episode of the brachas, happened on the two pshatim of Chazal. The Zohar says it was on Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, that's the makor of the first simon that we make when we say with an apple on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we dip the honey? The ikr is the honey. Why the apple? And the Zohar says that the symbolism of Rosh Hashanah is bechakal tapuchin kadishin, because the apple tree is the reach of the orchards that are the Gan Eden of the tzaddikim, where they are zoichet to sisvei Torah, which is why we say in the Zmir special shudz bechakal tapuchin kadishin, and the place where that's Mirum is over here when Yaakov Avinu comes in the episode over here, and he comes in and he says, Ru Reach Bini, Kereach HaSoda, and it says, Kereach HaSoda, which Soda? An apple orchard. What's that apple orchard? Gan Eden. He smelled Gan Eden. So according to the Apshan the Zohar, the incident over here took place, the story took place on Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi brings down what's Mavur in the Gemara, that it happened on Pesach. And the two gedim that he told him to bring, one was for a korban Pesach, and one was for a korban chagiga that goes with it. That's it. This took place on Pesach. It sounds that way also from the Leil Pesach by the piyutim at the end by Nitzah. We also mentioned that this incident took place Pesach. So Targum Yonison goes with this, that this was Pesach, and the question is, you could really ask the same question if it's Rosh Hashanah, but over here that it was Pesach. The question is, how did he catch the animal? How did Yitzchak Avinu tell him to catch an animal? L'chayra, there was involved a melacha of tzeda. Tzeda is from the melachas that one is not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So truth be told, that this kash is asked already in the Maril Diskin, it's asked in the Moshe's Kenim of Balei Tosfos. They asked this kash, and they say that Yitzchak gave him the mission on Erev Pesach, on the day of Shchitas Korban Pesach. Fits very well with the theme. There had to be a Shchitas Korban Pesach. But others, Taina, you look in the Medrash and the Yalkut, it sounds like he told it to him Leil Pesach. It's a good question. L'chayr, the Shchitas Korban Pesach had to be Erev Pesach. The Achilas Korban Pesach was Leil Pesach. That's a good question. But Rabbanim in the Yalkut state that the Tzivu of Yitzchok to Esav tell to take out Sonok Kelecha Telichov Kashtach, he sent him out Leil Pesach. He sent him out Leil Pesach. L'chayr, it's a Mishnah in Beit Zidav Chov Gimel Amid Beis that one is not allowed to be tzod to capture an animal in the wild on Yom Tov. So we might answer this question as follows. The Esav had another option. The Medrash brings down that Esav had the Bigdei Chamudos. The Bigdei Chamudos that were worn by Yaakov when he went in were bets in the clothing of Nimrod. And the Medrash tells us that these clothing, when worn by Nimrod, was the most successful hunter of all time. He's called in Parshas Noach, when he's introduced, he's called a Gibor Tzayid. He entrapped people in Avodah Zarah, in Kvir, and Apikorsis, but he was also a master hunter. The clothing that he wore produced an effect that any animal that saw him was stunned, and that itself captured the animal. So the question is, why does Esav even need a bow and arrow? Look, he has the Bigdei Chamudos. He had killed him and taken the Bigdei Chamudos, and now he's quite capable of capturing an animal without a bow and arrow. And maybe one question answers the other. The Reim says over here that what was he going to do with the bow and arrow? Look, with the bow and arrow, he's going to kill an animal. It's going to be Nevelo. So he says the way he would do it is, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that it's possible to, if you're an expert archer, to aim the arrow at the neck of the animal and to kill the animal in a way where the arrow slices through the two simonim, and it'll actually be a kosher ma'aseh shechita. So we could say a chap over here, what Esav was being told by Yitzchok is, don't capture the animals when I send you out with the big day chamudas. Because if you capture the big day chamudas, you're freezing them, which is questionable. If you stop them with the begotten, is that a ma'aseh tzedek? But let's say we'll argue that that would be called a ma'aseh tzedek, even though you didn't do it with your own hands. So it would be called a ma'aseh tzedek. That's a problem. You're not allowed to capture an animal on Yom Tov. Even an animal that you want to eat, you're allowed to shecht an animal. That's oichel nefesh, but you're not allowed to capture an animal. Oy bazoy, the way he would have to kill the animal would be that shchitosoy tzedosev shchitosoy boin ka'akaz. He would kill the animal with his expert archery. And with that, the tzedah and the shchita would be completed together. It wouldn't be a malach of tzedah because it would be shchita. And that's why it was mutter. And maybe that's all what Yitzchak Avinu was telling him. Kenzai, the geshmaka vort. The only thing is that this idea is l'cha'ira mitlu talui in a Ramban, in Beit Sedav Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Ramban has a problem over there. The Ramban explains at length which malachas are considered eichel nefesh and which malachas are not eichel nefesh. The Ramban's basic thesis is that malachas eichel nefesh or not is not necessarily defined in terms of that you're doing it for eating or not doing it for eating. Picking an apple off a tree when you're hungry, luchar is as much an act that's necessitated by your need for food as shkita. Why is one mutter and ktsiro is malacha d'iraisa? The Ramban explains that when the Torah says on Shabbos, loisase kol malacha, malacha is anything. Any malacha that produces anything is awesome. Yom Tov, the Torah also gives a sub-definition. The Torah doesn't say only loisase kol malacha. Kol malachas avoido loisase. What's the difference between malacha and malachas avoido? The Ramban explains that malachas avoido refers to anything that's done, not just for the here and now, to provide for your basic needs today. Malachas avoida means anything that's done the way you normally work. When a person works, he normally takes care of a project and it provides for a few days at a time. When a person cooks lunch, there's a malacha of bishul. Generally speaking, that ma'aseh is done to provide for his needs today. You might, when you put up a pot of soup, have leftovers for tomorrow, but basically the tzura of bishul is something that's providing for today. It's malachas oichel nefesh. It's for the here and now. It's not malachas avoidim providing with a long-term perspective. When a person harvests a field, generally speaking, harvesting is something that's done. You go with machinery, with the proper material, and you go out to the field and you cut down the produce of a field when the field is ripe. And with that, you provide for a season. You provide for 2 months of panasa, even for a week or two. You're not providing for today, you're working for economically to have what you need for the future. Or you're putting it away for long term, you have the produce stored, and now you have what to eat for a while. That's maleches avoido. Therefore, picking an apple off a tree, even though you're doing it because you want to eat the apple today, but since picking tzira is generally a malach that's done with a long term perspective, it's maleches avoido, not maleches eichel nefesh. One of the inyanim that the Ramban explains over there is how do we define tzedah b'derech klal is something that's done on an animal that you want for today. You need to eat lunch, so you hunt down an animal and you shecht it in order to have what to eat today. Shechita on an animal, even though when you shecht the whole animal, you might very well have meat for tomorrow, but you're shechting, you're providing a meal for today. Shechita is mutter on Yom Tov, it's melech zechal nefesh. Why tzedah not? Tzedah is just the machshirin of the oichel nefesh, machshir oichel nefesh on mutter on Yom Tov. We paskin. Anything that's necessary in order to create oichel nefesh is also mutter. If somebody would need to fix the pot that's cooking macaroni for today's lunch, that's called machshirei oichel nefesh, it would be mutter. In terms of eichel nefesh, you have to know what's mutter halacha lemaisa, what's midr abonon. But on the raisa perspective, yes, it would be mutter. So that the Ramban says that shchita, since the animal is here, it's really defined as food. True, it's a live animal, but a live animal is also defined as food because that's the way you view it right now. You're getting ready to shech the chicken or the cow that's going to provide for today's meal. The Ramban says, arguably, when you shecht a cow, you could say that a cow provides more meat than for one meal. It's a meal that's malach zavoida. And what about tzedas dogim? It's mefurish in the Mishnah, in Perkein Tzodin, that you're not allowed to take fish out of a pond. Take fish out of a pond. L'chori, you're taking the fish that you need for today's meal. Tlishas peris hamaskalkim. You have peris that are going bad on a tree. You pull off a few apples. Why not? Zokter azoy, that anything that's growing on a tree or fish that are in a pond, they're not food. They're produce. They're part of the water. By pulling them into your sphere, by pulling them out of the water, by pulling the apple off the tree, you're now taking something which was defined as part of the natural world, as part of the wildlife, as part of the field, and you're turning it into food. It's a yesh me'ayin. That yesh me'ayin is a significant difference. It's called malachas avoida. Malachas echal nefesh would only be taking something which you have an animal that's here. It's already in your possession. So it's defined as food. It's walking around. The chicken is walking around, but it's defined as food because it's something you have in your possession and you're keeping it to provide for your family. So when you shech the chicken, you're just preparing the food that you have. That's malachas echal nefesh. Malachas avoida is changing, making global changes in turning something which is wildlife into food. Taking something which is part of the natural world, part of a field, and turning that into food, that you can't do. The Avnei Nezer in Arachayim Simikuf Tzadik, Sivkot Yud Aleph, compares this idea based on the Ramban also to the idea in Beit Sedaf Lamed Gimel of making a new fire. What's the difference between when you're tending licht on Yom Tif, you're allowed to transfer from a yartzeit licht that you have to a match, and then you're allowed to light. You're allowed to kindle something on Yom Tif. It's called Eichel Nefesh. You're not allowed to rub together two stones to produce a fire. Why not? It's called Meilud. You're producing something new. He says the idea behind that, even though it's Derabban, is based on this Ramban. When you're producing something which wasn't here before, you're taking something which is just Eitzim Vavonim, and you're producing from it a koyach that provides Eichel Nefesh, the producing something totally new is Malachas Avoida. It's a completely new production. When you take something that's existing and you just improve it, you prepare it in a way that could be used for eating, that's called Malachas Eichel Nefesh, not Malachas Avoida. So he says mamash the same thing. So you have to know, if you could say the Torah that we said before, Lemaisa, if you have an animal that's out in the wild, then L'chay, you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it either. The idea that the Ramban says is that Shechita is mutter because you have the animal, it's in your possession, and it's considered food even before you shecht it. But what happens if you're capturing an animal with a ma'isa shechita, like we said, shechita soy, vitzei dosei boin keechot, then maybe the shechita would also be a ma'isa of malachas avoida. So if you're going to say the shtickle Torah, you have to say it without the above mentioned Ramban. Of course, yesh lefalpo, but ten lechochem v'yakim oid.